union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is William Kennedy, and we're going to be discussing the resignation of the Pope. Now, William comes from a Catholic point of view, and I'm always interested to hear what he has to say, because, of course, he has a much different approach to Catholicism than many Catholics do. He's very well-versed in the conspiracies and the other spiritual forces we talk about, so without further ado, because you don't want to hear what I have to say, we want to hear what he has to say. William Kennedy, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And I just want to point out that I don't want anyone accusing this program or the network of Catholic bashing. As you said, I am a Roman Catholic, and I certainly make observations and criticisms of my own church. So that's a perspective I'm coming from. Now, just recently, there's been a lot of made of the Pope Benedict's resignation, and it's quite interesting. There's a book out there called Petrus Romanus by Horn and Putnam. They're two evangelical writers who have taken a look at some Catholic prophecies. And it's interesting to note that quite recently, really since Mel Gibson's movie The Passion of the Christ came out, evangelicals are taking a second look at some aspects of the Catholic Church, including some of the visionaries and seers that we Catholics have had over the centuries. It's quite amazing. One thing they're looking at in Petrus Romanus is some prophecies made by St. Malachy of Armagh, who lived in the 1100s. And he was a bishop in Ireland, and he traveled over to Rome to report to the Pope on his diocese. And while he was leaving Rome, just as he was about to go back to Ireland, he was struck with a vision. And he gave some prophecies, a few short lines in Latin, of the coming popes, the next 112 popes who would emerge in Rome. And when you look at this list that he wrote in the 1100s, now just to make it clear, these prophecies, he gave these prophecies to the Vatican, and they were pretty much just filed away and lost for till 1595, when they were discovered in the archives. Now, from 1595 onward, these prophecies were looked at, and they didn't have a lot of weight because there were a lot of popes to come, but it's quite interesting. Pope Benedict XVI, who we have now, who just retired, he is technically the 111th pope on this list, and the next pope to come, the 112th pope, according to St. Malachy's prediction, will be called Peter the Roman, or Petrus Romanus, which is like the title of the Horn and Putnam book. And it says in this final, very short vision that he had, that this Petrus Romanus, whoever he is and whoever he will be, will be the last pope before the coming of Christ. Now,
let me just point out, we do carry that book. We think it's important. And Tom is going to be a guest later this week on one of our other programs. So you go right ahead, William.
Well, yeah. Oh, it's very good. They've done very good work, Horn and Putnam. I admire what they've done greatly. There again, they're looking at it from an evangelical perspective, which I just find interesting myself. But anyway, this character, Peter the Roman, who'll be the final pope, it says that he will pasture his sheep in many tribulations. And when these things are done, the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. Now, the city of Seven Hills is Rome. And what they're saying in this final prediction is that there'll be some great upheaval within our lifetime, if you really believe this. The Pope will lead the current congregation through some horrible times, and then the Christ will come in the apocalypse or the revelation that evangelicals are very interested in looking at. Now, it's quite fascinating in that what Catholics believe and what evangelicals believe is that the seat of Rome, the throne of Peter, the Pope's office, will be the seat of the false prophet you read about in the book of Revelations. Now, people would say, why would a Catholic say that about the Pope? Well, guess what? It's not a Protestant idea. The idea that the throne of Peter, the Pope's office, would be corrupted goes back to St. Hildegard in the 1100s. She also had a vision of the papacy being the seat of the false prophet. Now, I should say it won't be the seat of the Antichrist. That will be a separate figure. The book of Revelation talks about a false prophet who will support the Antichrist. So I should make that distinction. I'm not saying the next pope will be the Antichrist. What I am saying is, according to St. Malachy's prophecy, not my prophecy or Tom Horn's prophecy or Chris Putnam's prophecy, the next pope will most likely be a supporter of a figure who will rise as the Antichrist. And that's, you know, that is not, again, I want to say it's not a Protestant or an evangelical idea. It's a common Catholic idea. And keep in mind, we Catholics know that our popes can be bad. In Dante's Inferno, he has a pope in hell. St. Thomas Aquinas said that the pope during his time was sent from the pit of hell. Now, that's interesting. Thomas Aquinas didn't think the pope was going to hell in his day. He thought he was from hell. So we Catholics, you know, traditionally understand that you can have bad popes. You know, we had the Borgia family and the Medici family who dominated the papacy for, you know, centuries and caused a lot more problems than they solve. So you can certainly criticize a pope and remain Catholic, and it's not outside of Catholic theology to state that the Vatican will become corrupt and will become the seat of the false prophet. This is Malachi Martin, who was on your show, used to talk a lot about this kind of stuff. And so it's really quite fascinating.
Let me just, for our Protestants out there, let me just point out that the Protestant Church believes in a Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But there is an anti-Trinity as well. And that would be Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet. So this is the other Trinity, the dark Trinity. And, of course, the false prophet would be the person I would believe, at least according to that philosophy, would be sitting in the Vatican. When is that time coming? Well, we'll be back in a moment to talk to William Kennedy here in America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, William Kennedy, and certainly we're talking about what's going on with the papacy, but you can't take that out of context of the things that are happening in the rest of the world. Basically, the world is in terrible turmoil. Just yesterday, I had a call from a gentleman who spent 30 years in the CIA. He's just back from Turkey, talking about the very real possibility of a coming war between Israel and Hezbollah and between Israel and Syria, because certainly Syria has chemical weapons there. Israel can't allow those to fall into the hands of the terrorists. And then, of course, remember that Israel is simply an appendage of our State Department. Netanyahu is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a furniture salesman when he was actually picked by the elite, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, to lead Israel. Certainly there's a very real danger of a conflict between Israel and Iran. And America is going to get drawn into these conflicts. And America has very real financial problems, having increased its debt almost $6 trillion in 4 years. Our financial system, our economic system is on the verge of collapse. The average American doesn't understand. The world, as we've known it, ladies and gentlemen, is really on the verge of dramatic changes, and America is about to change and change dramatically, right along with the changes that are coming in the Vatican. William, you pick up the story from there.
Right, Dr. Stan. You have to keep this all in the context of global events. And to be honest, in my own opinion, since the late 40s, when human beings had atomic weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles, that's really what says to me that we're heading towards the end time, because that was the first time in history that the human race had the ability to annihilate itself completely, kill everybody. And in an atomic war, there will be no winners. The human race will be wiped out. So that is really the big thing that really strikes me as a problem. Now, the fact that you have all these small, you know, Hamas and renegade states and old and arrogant countries who have the bomb, it's quite scary that a few things could go wrong and we could quickly move very close to an atomic war. And that's really what makes me think we're really in the end times. There's other things, of course, too. But that and the fact that the state of Israel was formed, if you read biblical prophecy at all, these are really telltale signs of the end times. And this is a very scary time for all of us, in that it's a time for all of us to really reflect on our own relationships and our own thoughts and our own connections with God and the divine. It's very individualistic in that sense, too. So we all have to sit back and reflect. You know, we could die any day. All of us are on a, from the day we're born, you could die any day. So you really better be ready to meet your maker every day. Whether you're Catholic, Protestant, whatever, you better be really prepared because you could go at any time. But it is very interesting to note that we are in a time right now that seems to be the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Now, as far as this, the next pope goes, it's, there is some debate within St. Malachi's prophecy whether there could be another pope in between this pope and the Peter the Roman. That's unsure, but it's interesting to note that the College of Cardinals, which is 108 members, they'll be meeting next month to vote for the next pope. And I was kind of laughing. I was watching a morning chat show. They were talking to Catholics about what they would like in the next pope on the street. Well, guess what? The average Catholic like me has no say in who will be the next pope. It's not a democratic process in the sense that every Catholic gets to vote for pope. Only the College of Cardinals can vote for one of their members to be pope. And this term Peter the Roman, when you look at some of the candidates, the Vatican Secretary of State is named Peter Petrone, and Petrone means black hawk in Italian and Latin. And the two or three people who are the top candidates are all named Peter. There's Cardinal Peter of Ghana in Africa. An African person is another top contender. So we're looking at the two or three people who are top contenders to be elected by the College of Cardinals to be pope all have Peter in their name. Makes you wonder, you know. The day after the pope resigned, the Vatican was struck by lightning. There's a photograph of it, and it's hitting the very direct top of the Sistine Chapel, which is the pope's throne is right underneath where the lightning hit. Now, that could just be a bizarre coincidence. I'm not saying it's a great sign from heaven, and that, you know, people should read a lot into it, but it is interesting that that exact spot was struck by lightning the day after the pope resigned. Very interesting. Just food for thought, if nothing else. Now, this Peter the Roman, as I say, what will happen is that this Peter the Roman will offer to help the rest of the human race. And remember, if you're the Antichrist, the one human organization you want to control is the Roman Catholic Church for several reasons. Number one, it's the largest organization on earth, period. There's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in the world who are at least nominally Roman Catholic. Number two, the Roman Catholic Church is the most globally expansive organization in the world. It has representatives in every major world capital and in every remote tribal village in the Amazon, in Africa, in Indonesia, in India. Catholic missionaries have at this juncture visited. When the World Health Organization and the United Nations wants to do something with one of these remote tribal cultures, they usually contact the Catholic Church because they have already made inroads to these people. So those two facts, the sheer number of Catholics, 1.2 billion, and the global expanse of the Catholic Church makes it the ideal organization, more so than the United Nations or the World Bank, to really implement the Antichrist agenda. And it also has a separate entity in that it's not technically a political organization. The Vatican is a monarchy. It's an independent nation, but its representatives throughout the world are really not seen as political. They're seen as religious, and they do a lot of humanitarian work. Catholic Charities feeds a lot of hungry people in the third world. Now, this Antichrist figure would want to unite with the pope in that in times of trouble, of famine, of disease, of war, what the Antichrist will say is like, well, I'll help solve all these problems and I'll implement the recovery program through the Catholic Church because they have an infrastructure set up in these different places all around the world giving out free food to the poor, which they certainly do. And that's where the Vatican becomes dangerous if it is exploited. If this Antichrist figure and this false prophet, which would be an anti-pope, somehow get control of relief efforts for, you know, famine and war and poverty, they will personally decide who gets aid and who does not get aid. Now, anyone who's read the book of Revelation out there knows that this story sounds familiar, you know, the mark of the beast or whatever, how people are going to buy and trade and receive goods and services will be decided upon by the Antichrist and the false prophet. And if the Antichrist and this, Peter the Roman fellow somehow wrangle control of world relief, then we're in a very dire situation. Now, I often get asked, you know, do I know who the Antichrist figure will be? And I say, well, if you know, 1 John 29 says there'll be a series of Antichrists until the final one comes, and each one will work towards kind of building the infrastructure for the Antichrist. Now, just consider a few facts. Tony Blair converted to the Roman Catholic Church, and now he wants to be president of the European Union. There is a candidate. Now, I'm not saying he will be the Antichrist, but he's certainly moving in that direction and setting up the infrastructure for an Antichrist-type character. A lot of people, there's this wonderful book, The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea, which tries to portray Prince William of England, who'll be the next King of England, as a possible candidate for the Antichrist. And as I say, this political Antichrist and the false prophet, when they come along, it will be after there's major wars and famine, and they will not come as enemies. They will come claiming to be able to solve all of these problems. They'll say, give us the political and economic power and we'll solve all these wars and famines and trouble. We can do it. Now, human beings by nature, when there's a crisis situation, they kind of automatically look for an alpha male to resolve the situation. And that's true in tribal cultures and that's true in wars. I mean, when you look, I study World War II a lot. And when you consider the vast powers that were given individuals like Roosevelt and Churchill and Hitler during a time of crisis, it's mind-boggling. Roosevelt was as much a dictator as Hitler was, and Truman was as much a dictator as Hitler was, because the people gave him that power in order to resolve the horrible situation. And that's what you're going to see with the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet. There again, terrible famine, terrible war, biological war, natural disasters, and a political figure who'll come on the world stage, manipulate the mass media and the internet and say, give me the military, economic, and political power, and I'll solve all these problems very quickly. And as I said earlier, human beings by nature look to an alpha male, a father figure, whatever you want to call it, a big daddy, to protect them from the horrible things that are happening. And that's what the Antichrist will exploit, is people's need to have a alpha male solve all of their problems.
Well, I share your concern with him. I think we're moving into very, very difficult times. I mean, this is something, I read something the other day that came as a shock. What country has the third largest supply of chemical weapons in the world? Well, we would think, well, America probably is first, and Russia and China. Syria. Syria has the third largest supply of chemical weapons in the world. And Syria is in the process of certainly being destroyed systematically. The Syrian rebels, who incidentally we are financing, just took over a complete province, one of the entire provinces in Syria. Syria is on the verge of collapse. Those chemical weapons are on the verge of being captured by terrorist organizations connected to Al-Qaeda, financed by your tax money, because we are financing of this war over there. They're not telling the common American people. They can't understand geopolitics and the fact that America is financing, training, and certainly totally behind arming the rebels, the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria and throughout the world, as we move towards uniting the Arab world, the Muslim world, certainly under the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical extremist view. Why? Well, for the same reason we finance the Nazis, so we can have an enemy, so we can have a war. And it doesn't make any sense, but then very little going on in the world makes sense. In some ways, the Pope resigning doesn't make sense. Most popes die in office, but this one is not going to. And there's going to be dramatic changes, I believe, in the Catholic Church, and I guess there'll be the dramatic changes in America here in the very, very near future, because the world we have known is going to cease to exist, and people better get prepared for this. There is no way America can borrow $6 trillion in 4 years, and, of course, this is just the beginning. We are going to continue our road to a financial catastrophe, and it's all being guided by powerful spiritual forces. Our number is 1-877-254-7544. 877-254-7544. If you have a question, we'll be right back from Independence.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3-4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William Kennedy, and certainly we are moving into very, very difficult times. I think really, I believe the world we have known in the past is going to change and change dramatically. And I do believe the announcement by the Pope has tremendous implications as far as your life and my life. And you say, well, we're not Catholics. No, we're not. But remember, Catholics make up well over a fifth of the world's population. One person in five in the world today, or almost one person in five, is a Catholic. And one person in five is a Protestant. And we're moving towards a very, very exciting times. William, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information?
Sure. Go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. I put some special resources up there, like Hal Lindsey. He's an evangelical minister who writes a lot about this stuff. He accepts St. Malachy's prophecies, and he has a short discussion. Most of my fans and listeners all the people I'm involved with are evangelical Christians, which comes as quite a surprise to me, being a Catholic myself. So I always try and gear things to things that interest evangelical Catholics, because, you know, they pay my rent and buy my books and do all kinds, keep me going. So I have a strong affinity with evangelical Catholics. I mean, I've had evangelical Catholics send me donations and also say that they think I'm like, might go to hell because I'm Catholic. So there's a strange irony there, but I don't, you know, take it too personally. And as I say, since Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, evangelicals and Catholics have found a lot of common ground in the United States, and there'll always be differences and disagreements. But, you know, we can stand on certain issues together, like abortion and economic problems, and certainly work together. And what I always say is, who's going to heaven and hell? I'll just let God decide, and I'll just continue along with what I'm doing with evangelical support. So williamhkennedy.com, tons of free resources, and you know, you can enjoy it. You can also purchase my book. Go to radioliberty.com. I have a book, Satanic Prime, that's sold there, radioliberty.com, which outlines a lot of the sinister organizations that are at the top of our political and economic pyramid that people will find of interest, and which directly ties in to this whole situation with the Vatican. Now, just on a very disturbing note, the Cardinal Petrone, who's the Secretary of State of the Vatican, and just to point out, the Pope himself is a ceremonial figure, and the day-to-day running of the Roman Catholic Church always falls in the hands of the Secretary of State. The Pope does ceremonial things like says masses and greets tourists and things of that nature, but the nuts and bolts of this 1.2 billion member organization is actually run by the Secretary of State of the Vatican. His name is Cardinal Petrone. About a year and a half ago, I believe, there was a leak. Cardinal Petrone went to China on business. He was investing some of the Vatican Bank's money in Chinese businesses, and this wasn't an official state visit. This wasn't there to negotiate for the rights of Christians in China. This was purely Cardinal Petrone going to China to invest some of the Vatican's money in the new Chinese economy. And these Chinese businessmen he was with asked him what he thought the Pope would say about these business dealings they were getting involved with. And Cardinal Petrone said, well, don't worry about him. He won't be around in a year. Okay? And this is, you know, I don't know if that was like he knew that he was going to resign or he might have thought he was going to die, but Cardinal Petrone clearly and distinctly is operating outside the realm of Pope Benedict and was doing so a year and a half ago. Now, you might ask yourself, well, what is the Vatican Cardinal Secretary of State investing money in China for? Well, consider the Vatican has the best credit rating of any government on earth. It is an independent monarchy, and the Pope is king. The Vatican, if you take all of the world's gold, it would fit a football field about a foot deep. That's all the gold there is in the world, and the Vatican controls about one-fourth of that in ornamental gold and gold bullion. Now, historically speaking, monarchs have melted down ornamental gold to use to pay their bills. So the Vatican has the best credit rating. They have all that gold backing any investments they make. They're the safest people to invest with and take their money. And the Chinese know this. The Chinese are very shrewd. They didn't hesitate to take Vatican bank money to invest in China because they know the credit there is so good. I mean, the Vatican's smart. They base their economy on gold, and they base their international investments on the fact that they have gold to use as collateral. Now, why the Cardinal Petroni would deal with the Chinese at all is beyond me. The Chinese Communist government persecutes Roman Catholics. They persecute other Christians and other religious minorities. Bible study groups, you know, Protestant Christians are harassed in China. The Chinese government itself wants to decide who the Catholic bishops and cardinals in China will be. The Catholics in China, the people on the ground, the faithful, are constantly harassed by the government. Yet Cardinal Petrone, Peter Petrone, goes there, invests the Vatican's money, you know, it was a very covert meeting, and then tells these Chinese business leaders not to worry about the current pope because he'll be out of office. Basically, what he told them is, Cardinal Petrone, that he's in charge of the Vatican, which at that juncture, he was. So, Cardinal Petrone is, you know, he's quite an international wheeler dealer. I think it's disgraceful that he would invest in communist China simply with the way the communists treat Catholics and Christians in general. It's quite horrible. I mean, Protestant groups, evangelical groups, have to smuggle Bibles into China to get it to their Bible study groups. The Chinese government is suspicious of Christian Bible study groups in people's homes. They think they're undermining the communist government. Catholics are harassed virtually on a daily basis in some parts of China, not everywhere. But why Cardinal Petrone would want to do business with these people, at least without negotiating for the rights of Christians in China, is beyond me. I mean, he could have gone there secretly and said, look, if you start treating Christians better here, I'll consider investing the Vatican's great resources in your country, and we can both make some money. He didn't do that at all. He just went in there purely for business and said, don't worry about any flack from the Vatican. I'm in charge. I decide. He did nothing for the rights of Christians in China when he went there, and he's just out for money and power and influence in China, which he now has. This was leaked. One of these Chinese businessmen leaked this to the press, and it's very, very disturbing. In a sense, Cardinal Petrone backstabbed every Christian in the world when he went there to invest money. And again, you know, you would like to say, well, even Joe.
Hold that thought, William. We'll be back in a moment. Number is 877-254-7524. Back in a moment here with William Kennedy.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was just to comment that we do carry William Tennessee's book, Satanic Crimes, and we have a 4-CD or 4-tape set on Satanic Crimes. We carry a 4-CD set on Malachi Martin, who was a Catholic priest who certainly had written a number of books upon the satanic influence on the Catholic Church. And then, of course, we carry the book Petrus Romanus. All of these are important to try to begin to understand what indeed is going on in the world today. But there are going to be dramatic changes. We will have Tom Horn on, I think, later this week, and I think you'll certainly want to hear what he has to say. It's vitally important that you understand that we're moving into a very, very significant time. The world we've known, I believe, is going to change and change dramatically in the not-too-distant future. And we're just going to have to try to keep you advised and try to get you prepared for what I believe are the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Because we're moving into a world war, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving into a war with the Muslim world, whether it'll be with Iran, whether it'll be with the other Muslim countries over there. How will America fare? Remember, we are no longer isolated, not in the time of ballistic missiles where certainly intermediate or even short-range ballistic missiles can be launched at the United States from ships or passing barges. America will not escape the ravages of war in the coming times that lie ahead. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, you have to keep in mind, too, that people in Rome, Romans generally, don't have a very high opinion of the United States. And I'll give a quick example. I visited Rome a few years ago, and I was a guest of the Savoy family, the House of Savoy, the last king of Italy, Emmanuel II, was a Savoy. And these are some relatives of his, and I stayed in their villa in Rome. Now, what they showed me in their villa was quite stunning. They have a chalice that was given to their family by the Pope in the late 1300s. And they were showing me around the house, and they have furniture in their house that's from the 1450s. They have furniture in their house that predates Columbus's discovery of America. And they were very nice to me on a personal level, but what I was thinking in my mind is, wow, these people have all this history, all this culture, and all this tradition, and the United States, which means nothing to them. We're just a few hundred years old. And I had mentioned to one of the Savoys, I just said, what do you think of the United States? And he said, well, America was discovered by an Italian peasant who thought he was going somewhere else, meaning Columbus. So we really can't count on Europeans to back or support us because they look down on us, quite frankly. George Bernard Shaw once said that the United States is a country that went from barbarism to decadence without a stop off in civilization. Now, that's kind of a sarcastic, humorous statement, but there's a great truth to that, and that's what a lot of Europeans and particularly Romans think about the United States. Remember, it was St. Paul that made Rome an important center of Christianity. Read the last two books of Acts in the Bible. Basically, St. Paul gave up on trying to convert the Jews and said he would from now on preach to the Gentiles who will listen. And the last we hear of St. Paul in the Bible is that he moved to Rome and for 2 years was converting the Gentiles who were Romans. So even from a Christian perspective, they see themselves as the really the center of the universe, if you want to think about it. And they do have wonderful things like the Sistine Chapel with Michelangelo's art. So we really can't count on the Roman Catholic Church or Romans in general to offer any mutual aid to the United States. We're just considered peasants to them. We're nothing. The Vatican sees us as a very secondary power. They don't believe an American can be highly cultured because they don't believe America has any culture. So we can't put any hope or stock in the kindness of powerful people who arise in Rome, like the Pope or this coming Peter the Roman. They really look down upon us and don't care about the welfare of the United States of America. Like Cardinal Petrone, they just assume go and invest with Communist China, who deprive Christians of their rights. They're a world power. They're a global power. Democracy means nothing to the Vatican and the people around the Vatican. They think democracy is a very poor form of government. They believe in a totalitarian monarchy, and the Vatican itself is a totalitarian monarchist state. It's an independent nation. People forget that. It does not fall under the laws of any country on earth. It used to, just in the last century, it controlled most of central Italy, were papal grounds until the Italian Revolution, and they just kept whittling away at what territory the Vatican controlled and owned. Now, the Vatican, with the Spanish Empire, went to all corners of the world and has been investing and gaining wealth, for 500 years. So when I talk to my fellow Catholic Americans and we discuss religion or Catholicism, they're just oblivious to the fact that as far as the Roman hierarchy is concerned, we're just a bunch of meaningless peasants, whether we're American Catholics or American Protestants or whatever. Don't count on those people to even care about the economic well-being of the United States or its people. They've been focusing on Africa and Latin America over the past few years as their primary conversion states, and they've been moving their money very secretly and quietly out of Western investments into China itself. Even there, as I said, with Cardinal Petrone, the Vatican Secretary of State, going to Beijing in a private meeting and investing large sums of the Vatican's money with Communist China, which is disgraceful as far as I'm concerned. That makes me ashamed to be Catholic. When I hear things like that, it brings great shame upon me. You know, we have this great Catholic tradition, and Cardinal Petrone is backstabbing us all. And in a sense, he is backstabbing Western civilization as a whole.
God bless. We're out of time, William. We'll talk to you later this week on our other program.
God bless Bye-bye. You, Dr. Stan. Goodbye.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and there's so much information out there that average Americans are really unfamiliar with. Certainly our four CD set or four tape set with Malachi Martin is vitally important. And, of course, in one of these, Malachi Martin, a Catholic, a Jesuit priest, a formerly the confidant of, personal confidant of Pope John Paul the 23rd, Pope John the 23rd, Malachi Martin tells the story of the ascendancy to the papacy of John Paul II. And what really happened? Well, of course, you remember that John Paul I lasted 33 days, and then most people believe he was assassinated. They were going to appoint another pope, and a gentleman was picked, one of the cardinals was picked. He was on his way to the podium, and this is the story you'll hear Malachi Martin telling. He was on the way to the podium, the cardinal was on the way to the podium to accept the papacy, and somebody handed him a slip of paper that said, "If you accept the papacy, why, you and your entire family will be killed." Well, needless to say, the cardinal then did not accept the papacy, and John Paul II became the pope. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much intrigue in the Catholic Church. You need to understand it. That's why this four-tape set is so vitally important. My interviews with Malachi Martin, the personal confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII. And then, of course, we have certainly William Kennedy's book, The Satanic Crimes. We have a four-tape or four-CD set of my interviews with William Kennedy. Pardon me. And then, of course, we have the book on Petrus Romanus. You need to have the information. You need to begin making your preparations. And I really believe with all my heart that you misunderstand the danger of an EMP attack. It's not imaginary. I will tell you personally, I know people in Washington, D.C., in that area who are making their preparations for the destruction of America as we know it. And certainly, if you haven't read the book, which we have, it's called A Nation Forsaken. It's written by a man named Michael Maloff. And Michael Maloff was 30 years with the Defense Department. He was the senior advisor to the Defense Department, reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. After 30 years, he left the State Department. He wrote the book, A Nation Forsaken, The Danger of an EMP Attack and What Will Happen When It Comes to America. And he's making preparations for the loss of this country. Certainly, we have a DVD, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper. Henry Cooper heads Five Frontier. Ambassador Cooper was for almost 12 years in charge of American negotiations with the Soviets, doing with disarmament. But his talk on the danger of an EMP attack in America is vitally important. And I can repeat, because he said it on the radio, that he has an area in South Carolina for his family and his sons and daughters, sons and his family. They really feel this is a very real threat. You need to get the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, the four-tape set on the threat of an EMP attack, the book A Nation Forsaken, The Danger of an EMP Attack, and we have the Congressional Committee Report, Congressional Commission Report, 2004, of the very real danger of an EMP attack, and begin making your preparations accordingly. Because how would you get by without electricity for years on hand? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. The only until tomorrow, to save time.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility,